Sorry, he grunted, as the tiny old man stumbled and almost fell. It was a few seconds before Mr. Dursley realized that the man was wearing a violet cloak. He didn't seem at all upset at being almost knocked into the ground. On the contrary, his face split into a wide smile and said a squeaky voice that makes passersby stare, "Don't be sorry, my dear sir, for nothing could upset me today. Rejoice, for you know who has gone at last."